communing with a tree. We're going for a walk. Find your boots and a jacket. No, no phone. It's a lovely day. It won't be too long. And you need to know things that you have forgotten or may never have been told. So while we walk, let me hold that gate for you. I will help you understand. This is a narrow path and a bit overgrown. Don't walk too close to me or you'll be flicked by the branches I pass. And boom! A beautiful open landscape has opened up ahead with a huge horizon and billowing clouds, the evening sunlight glancing through the trees along the west line. And oh, I'm so happy you came with me. You turn to me and smile as you loop your arm through mine and we walk up the hill together in steps. What you need to know is that we are all extraordinary. I sweep my arm wide, but you look confused. There is no one else. Who is the all? I do love it when you're concentrating. It makes me want to hug you, but I know we're companions. We're companions, not friends. I notice how my heart feels. The rush of oxytocin, and I love how that makes me smile at you, squeeze your arm, and then we stop. All is all of this. Nature in all her abundance, from the tiny dandelion growing in the crack of the pavement in the heart of the city, to the slender sapling over there, to that massive line of oaks and beeches, the brambles springing to life in the May sun, the birds' divine chatter, and that big black bee that just swerved past us. We're all connected. You wrinkle your nose, thinking, come, I'm going to show you my favourite tree. I pull your arm to gently turn you. It is a huge oak, a female oak tree, and I have built a relation with her over time, over the years that I have walked this way. She has many children around her and a sister close by. I have asked and been allowed to take 3 acorns, which are now saplings, in my garden. She stands tall, wide and magnificent. As we walk towards her, I can feel my sense of happiness rising. She knows I will come to be there with her, and she will allow me to lean against her, to look up at her magnificence and tap into her stillness. Stand here beside me and take her in. She pinged me a long time ago and I was instantly magnetically drawn to engage. You're still and quiet now, watching her be still. I walk to her huge grey lichen-covered trunk and place my hand. May I lean? I ask her. You look at me. Watch me. I'm surprising you, I know. Come, ask too. You're laughing as you walk up and do the same, looking up as you speak. And then you turn to me and smile again. I can see why you ask, you say. You follow my lead and stand with your back against her, your head touching her trunk. Relax your face, I turn to you and say, and feel into her. Soften your shoulders and ears. Get comfortable. A crow makes a slow flight from the tree line over to us, sitting on a branch just above, looking at us. You gasp at the brazenness. The beautiful black bird with the strong black beak and the shiny black eye comes closer still and inspects you. I can see all of this is unexpected, surprising even. She turns and flaps off, flying so low she barely skims the grass. And there's a row of cawing from the murder of crows, waiting to hear all about you. They know me. Quiet stillness has descended between us. You're gentle, peaceful, contemplative. I say nothing. I give you the space to be a human being. and I return to communing with a tree.